If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It is the Brett Maga Show, and Hannah is standing up in a wedding. AB is the maid of honor in two weddings. Going to have to give two different speeches. Are you nervous about the speeches? Because that's what you're like a couple of months away now at this point where that's like your main focus, right?
I mean, I'll be more nervous as it gets closer. Right now, I still have a couple months, so I'm chilling.
AB is actually pretty quiet and actually really reserved, and public speaking is not her thing. It's really
I'll
weird.
I'll absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I was going to say, really you weird. Shouldn't be nervous. You talk to hundreds of thousands of people
every
day.
Yeah, but I don't ever think anyone's listening.
Yeah. Amy's like, I hate public speaking. As she speaks publicly into a microphone. It is nerve-wracking to give the speech, though. Remember, Hannah, they wouldn't even give you a microphone. You're so loud. When you got demoted from Maid of Honor, you gave a speech, and they wouldn't even give you a microphone.
Yeah, I just shouted it out. It was great.
Hannah's like, I don't need a microphone. Get out of my way. I'm giving a speech.
I love public speaking. Right.
Okay, well, this woman is going viral for maybe the worst wedding speech of all time. So, AB, don't do what Hannah did, which is yell without a microphone. Mm-hmm. Don't do what this woman did, because it was significantly worse. Hannah, at least you didn't do this at the wedding. Worst, maybe, wedding speech of all time.
I'm just going to speak from my heart. I would do anything to be you, Carolyn. No, really, I would. Because, Dan, you never even gave us a chance. You never even gave us a chance. I'm the one who taught you to make crab cakes.
She literally took her last shot. Hail Mary.
Is she kidding?
With the groom at the speech. Dan, you never even gave us a chance. Right.
Oh my gosh.
What does she have that I don't is a wild thing to say.
Yeah.
I love the Krabby Patty shout out.
I'm the one who taught you how to make it, the Krabby Patties. If she can't teach you how to make Krabby Patties.
Probably the biggest recommendation I have from listening to that is, usually everybody cries when they give this speech, but if you're actively crying, just like pause and take a break.
She
instead
sounds
of
like
crying,
she's hyperventilating. Yeah.
Yeah, she's having a moment.
Do you think Dan gave her a chance, though? Like, after hearing
afterwards,
that.
He's probably like, thank God I didn't pick her.
He's probably like, I didn't know she was Asian, too. Now that I know that, I'm going to give you a chance.